Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you tonight?
Living well. What's up?
A couple of weeks ago, I would hear the very end of your health minute every time I turned the radio on, and it was about warts. And I have a daughter who has a couple that are underneath her fingernails, and she's had these since she was a teenager. And the doctors never wanted to do anything because they didn't want to, you know, mess up her nail bed. I'm just wondering if there's anything that she could take to help with those.
The standard is salicylic acid. It kind of burns off the wart, kills the virus, because that's what a wart is. It's a viral infection. And that can work externally, but there's still internally some things that need to happen. You can use ionic silver. What is her age?
She's 23.
Okay, she's an adult. I gotcha. Yeah, she can handle about 20 drops of ionic silver 2 to 3 times per day, and I would use wormwood tincture. Wormwood works very well. Use it 21 days on and about 7 days off. It works very well. It tastes terrible, but it works well. And I would use those two. And then, of course, on the external part, you put the salicylic acid in it. You put it over it about 3 times a day. It's the standard stuff you get at any drugstore. And it technically will make the skin go dead, and it will burn out they call it burning out, but it really just kills the virus around that. But you've got to handle it internally. If not, that's why the wart keeps coming back and you can't get rid of it. So,
right. How much of the wormwood tincture will she do?
She can handle about 20 drops twice a day on an empty stomach. We'll be
okay,
fine.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Let me throw one more kink in this. She is nursing.
Throw
me the
kink.
Is that a problem?
She's nursing right now?
Yes, she's nursing a baby. So is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it throws a big kink in it. Can't do the wormwood.
Okay.
No, so now what she needs to do is just deal with the warts till she's done nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And once she's done nursing, that's when you need to do it. Because, I mean, the wart's not life-threatening. It just bothers her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can do the salicylic acid on the outside of the skin. That's not going to mess up anything. But I would not do anything on the internal side. The one thing she can do is she can do oregano oil. Now, it's good with antiviral, antibacterial, and anti-yeast, and it's not really going to affect her as far as the breast milk goes or anything like that and affect the baby. So you can do a tablespoon of that a day and a tablespoon of cod liver oil. Those will actually both be beneficial for the baby. So I would do that, get started, and let me know how things go. But wait on the wormwood and the silver until after she's done nursing. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to, I think it's Charlotte T. Is that right?
Charlotte.
He just spelled it wrong. Welcome, Charlotte.
I'm having a lot of trouble with my sugar.
Okay.
I've been on prednisone, and I've had to go to the hospital lots of times and to get it lowered. I'm on insulin at home, 40 units.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that I can do to bring my sugar down on my own?
There's a lot you can do to bring your sugar down on your own. Now, Charlotte, have they talked to you, or have you changed anything with your diet and what you eat every single day?
No.
All right, let me tell you this. Food is your best medicine. It is the one thing that will change you more than anything else. Now, the insulin is keeping you stabilized, but it's not going to get you well. You follow me? So it's managing your health. It's not changing your health. We need to do things that are going to change your health. And what you eat is the main thing, because it's type 2 diabetes, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. See, what you ate got you into this situation. So if you haven't made any changes and you're living the same lifestyle, eating the same things, doing the same things that you've been doing for the past 5-10 years, then you're fueling the fire. You're not making any changes that are going to get you out of where you are. So let's talk about what's going to do that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. It is the diet that we use clinically all the time for people that are dealing with diabetes and a host of other health challenges. So first thing you want to do is you want to change the way you eat. Every meal, you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, something like that. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. The reason I talk about low glycemic and what that even means, there's a scale from about 1 to 100. And foods, are carbohydrate sources, are ranked at different numbers. And when I say carbohydrates, that's breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, all the starches, fruits and vegetables. All those are called carbohydrates. And the starchy carbohydrates and potatoes and rice, they're on the higher end of the range. And then you've got the other fruits and vegetables, they're on the lower end of that range, and they're called low glycemic carbohydrates. And they don't affect blood sugar that much. So for you, that's what you want. You don't want the blood sugar to be affected, so the body, you don't have to be so reliant on insulin. So if you get your carbohydrates from fruits and vegetables alone, and that's it, then you're going to be in a good spot. Then you also want to have good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, and avocados. Every meal, you need a protein, you need a carbohydrate, like a fruit or vegetable, and you need a good healthy fat. If you eat like that and keep those three meals a day with a couple of snacks in between, that's going to help stabilize your blood sugar levels so that your pancreas, which is the little gland or organ that secretes the insulin in your body, will begin to balance out and begin to stabilize. So are there things you can do? Absolutely, Charlotte. You start eating that way, get a copy of my book, and start following that diet, and you're going to do very well. And let me tell you a couple of supplements that will help, too. And you can pick these up at your health food store, or you can go to drasa.com. One of our health coaches can help you. You want to do ionic chromium, ionic vanadium, ionic manganese. Those are three minerals that you can do. So chromium, manganese, and vanadium. And then there's also an antioxidant called alpha-lipoic acid, or ALA. All four of those together, you take them with each meal, and it'll help stabilize your blood sugar levels and help you. Now, the short-term victory for you is not going to be just to come off of insulin completely. But it's to see 40 units go down to 30 units. And then, you know, pretty soon 30 units will turn into 20 units. And then it'll turn into 10 units. And then 5 units. And see, that's the victory. That's what we want to see, and get your body stabilized. And that's when you're going to start to win and see your body function the way it was designed to. So there's a lot you can do. All this really lies in your hands. And just as much as you've done the wrong kind of things over the years to get your body into a place where your blood sugar levels are not where they need to be, you can make these radical changes right now and see your health improve. And see, all that lies in your hands. You can make the changes today to get better health for tomorrow. And that's what we want to see for you here on the show. So let me know how things go. Stay in touch with me. Do those basic things and watch what will happen. You're going to start going to your doctor and they're going to be like, what are you doing? What things have you changed in your life? It's going to empower them and encourage them as well as to see your health and your life change. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Joan. Hi, Joan. Welcome to the show.
Yes.
How can I help, darling?
Good night. My name is Joan. I'm having a problem with, my doctor says I have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, irregular heartbeat.
Okay. And you want to fix it, right?
Yes.
As we say in the South.
All right. I want to fix it with natural medicine, no over-the-counter drugs.
I understand. Are you taking medications now?
I stopped.
You stopped?
Yeah.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show. It's Diagnosing Hope, one caller at a time. We'll kick it off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Dr. Asa?
Yes, sir.
Excellent show.
Thank you, bud. What's up?
I got a question about, I don't know if you heard about it. It's called the RIFE light and the foot bath, where it turns the water real black and stuff. What do you think of those?
I think it's called ion therapy, and I think that they can be beneficial. I think that they can be helpful. All it does is do an ion exchange, which ions are simply chloride and magnesium and your calcium, potassium. You know, the whole concept is to just help increase energy within the body. And of course, you want to help manage the exchange between sodium and potassium within the cell. And there's been some studies around it that shows that it helps move electrolytes around and passing in throughout the skin. So in that regard, it can be beneficial for energy levels and things of that nature. So that can be helpful. Mike, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Shirley. Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Thank you. I wanted to know about cholesterol.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about cholesterol?
High cholesterol. Getting it down.
Okay. You just want to. Have you been dealing with it for a long time?
No. No, sir.
So this is fairly new. Have you been Did they give you a medication like a statin drug?
Not yet.
So they talked about it, but you haven't done it yet, right?
Right. Diet first.
Yeah, you want to go diet first. Well, if you're in the early stages of dealing with high cholesterol, there's several things that you want to look at. Now, statin drugs for the short term can be really good, and they can be beneficial and, of course, life-saving many times if those numbers were to be too high. But if you're in the early stages of dealing with high cholesterol, it just means that your liver is not working the way it needs to. The liver function is so important because that's where the cholesterol is made. And when you get down and you look at how the liver breaks everything down, how it functions, it's easy to see that, you know, if there's congestion within the liver, then it can cause issues with cholesterol. The HDLs are the good ones. Those are the ones that you want to keep at a good level. And the LDLs are the bad ones. Those are the ones you want to be concerned about. Now, the good news is it's kind of an old school thought, but it works very well. Vitamin E. Vitamin E has been used for years to help with cholesterol numbers, and it helps keep the LDLs down. It'll help prevent a lot of the plaquing that can happen within those such situations. There's actually what's called a clathrin pit. It's where a little pit that's in our different arterial walls, and it's where a plaque can go down and lodge itself. Well, when you take vitamin E prevents the plaquing from happening. Of course, that's what we have to worry about with cholesterol. That's the actual thing. So vitamin E is very good. Nicotinic acid, which is a version of niacin, works well in keeping your HDLs or your good cholesterol at a good number. So those are a couple things. Now, red yeast rice, by the way, people talk about that a lot. It works very well. Been used for many, many years. Matter of fact, they did the statin drug research based on that. Based on the actual numbers from red yeast rice research. So you can actually use red yeast rice to get those cholesterol numbers down. And then, of course, food choices, let's talk about that because that's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about cholesterol, you look at eggs. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have. Now, that's not egg beaters. Those are a bunch of fake eggs. Eggs, like actual organic whole eggs, are the way to go to actually get your cholesterol numbers down. 2 to 3 organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter every single day, incredible for lowering cholesterol. It has two components in the egg yolk. It has choline and lecithin. Both of those, one's a fat emulsifier and one's a transporter. It helps push it out throughout the body and works very, very well. So eggs are one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods, and that's what I encourage you to get started with. It's nothing to be scared about. If it was really, really high, then it'd be something to be concerned about. But if it's in the beginning stages, it's very easy to take care of and actually get your body functioning well. But make sure you stay in touch with your doctor, you know, your primary care physician. They're your major player in this, and you want them to oversee you. But, yeah, cholesterol issues are something that many people deal with. I mean, we see it all the time clinically, but it's very easy to take care of and very easy to watch over and get that liver functioning well so you don't have to be concerned about it later on through your life. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What is your health challenge? Well, whatever it is, great or small, just know this. We're here to help. We're here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And the body regenerates every single day. That's the hope that we have, and that's what we know. So 15 to 20% of what we deal with are genetics. The rest is our lifestyle choices, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink or don't drink, the foods that we eat, the proper foods, lowering inflammation in the body, getting proper exercise. All of these things are so important to our overall health, getting proper rest. You know, being in bed before midnight is worth so much. They say that every minute of sleep you get before midnight is worth 4 minutes after, and I believe that. Try this. Go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, wake up at 6, and then go to bed at 12 one night, wake up at 7, and see which way makes you feel more rested. It's unbelievable how much that little bit of time can make in your overall health and how you feel. It says John, actually from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, writes, I've been diagnosed with a stomach ulcer. What can I do to help heal this situation? Well, John, when you're dealing with a stomach ulcer, usually it's done with H. pylori bacteria. It's a duodenal ulcer, typically, and they do triple therapy with that. You can use bismuth, which is the typical they use in Pepto-Bismol, and then they'll do a couple of antibiotics. So you want to talk to your doctor about that. That's the best way to clear those up. And it's very, very simple to do. It usually takes about, I'd say about 14 days to knock that out. Thanks for that email. 888-283-7272. Diagnosing hope one person at a time. Regardless of what your health challenge is, just know this. There's always hope to get your health back. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today. at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Todd. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Acer. How are you?
Great, man. What's up?
I have some general questions about adult attention deficit disorder.
Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm curious about diagnosis and then treatment options.
Okay, what are you curious about? What have you done? Let's start here. Where have you gone? Where are you now? And then we'll come up with some options.
Okay. Well, for a long time, I'm almost 40 years old, and for a long time I've just had a hard time focusing on different tasks. I'm a fairly successful adult, but I still have, my mind wanders during the day. I tend to set up multiple tasks at once instead of focusing on one thing. And then my lack of interest in things, a friend said, well, maybe you're depressed. And I kind of looked and I said, no, I don't think I'm depressed. And then another friend suggested, well, have you ever been diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder? I've done a little bit of research online, and kind of maybe, but I guess my next step would be to go to my health care provider, but I was a little curious what you could tell me about how they diagnose it, and then treatment options after diagnosis.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about this. Now, do you find yourself really struggling with it now, or is it something that you deal with just periodically?
No, every day. I mean, in the last 2 years, it's gotten worse.
Right. I got it.
And I was never diagnosed as a hyper child. It kind of came out of the blue, but the more I read about it, the more I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits.
tell me what you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's see what a day in the life of Todd looks like.
Breakfast usually is either coffee or a NOS or a Monster or something along those lines.
Wow.
Lunch is a side salad and then a burger of some sort. And then dinner is sporadic. My wife tries to keep me healthy, but I don't know if she's all that successful at it.
And that's the decision that you, sounds like that's the decision you have to make.
Right. I mean, I would put myself in good health. I'm not overweight. Fairly physically active.
Right.
So I don't know that if diet's a big part, but that's something I...
It's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge part. All of it's a huge part. But, I mean, the reality is when it comes to your health and it comes to dealing with ADHD or ADD, adult, child, it's the same thing. The same thing's happening. You're dealing with neurotransmitters, and the neurotransmitters that are being affected typically you're dealing with ADHD are a couple things. Now, the first one we usually see is dopamine. Dopamine is, that's the one that also can be affected with bipolar, highs and lows.
Okay.
But ADHD is, you know, obviously you can't focus. I mean, that's the big deal. You want to avoid the two foods I always talk about. They create food allergies, but gluten is the main one. Now, cow's milk dairy, I talk a lot about it, avoiding it as much as you can. But when it comes to ADHD, I'm talking about foods with flour, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. But the reality is it's not great at all, and it's horrible for you. And that gluten protein, when you remove it, you're going to notice it in a major way. And I would say that's the number one thing you could do. Second thing is you want to balance out your dopamine levels. And the way to do that is you want to eat foods like meat, of course the organic grass-fed kind, fish, right, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. All of those play a major role in your overall health, and especially balancing out dopamine levels. You want to avoid caffeine, so these drinks you're drinking for breakfast, like those NOS drinks and all that, that you're fueling the fire. You're throwing gasoline on the fire, and you think it's water. And so that's why every time you throw the gasoline on the fire, the flames get higher. You're just you're making it worse by the things you do every day. Here's some supplements that help raise dopamine levels. Blueberry extract is very good.
Okay.
Tyrosine is very good. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate, that's P5P, vitamin B6, is incredible. N-acetylcysteine is great as well. Okay. So those are the ones that keep dopamine levels elevated. And also, I'll tell you, the dark chocolate, the real dark chocolate, like the 80% kind, it's a little bit bitter. You can have a little bit of that every single day, about 4 squares of that a day, and it will help raise dopamine levels naturally. So there's some things, and really, you'll notice a big difference. I would also get a blood test just for kicks and giggles and see how your testosterone level is.
Okay.
Because low dopamine levels in a male will always equate to low testosterone levels, and you want to make sure that that stays up so you don't have prostate issues. So see how everything's kind of interconnected? I mean, you're asking me one question, and there's about 3 different ways to skin a cat in this, but you have to look at all ways, too, because they all tie in, and they all make a big difference in the overall health equation. So long story short, change your diet, get on some of the supplements that will make a difference, you know, eat on some of the foods that I listed out for you, and see how your body responds. You're going to need about an 8-week period to really see a difference, so it's not going to happen in 2 days. So don't get into the microwave generation of people that want things tomorrow. And cod liver oil, of course, it's a gimme. So a tablespoon in the morning, tablespoon in the evening, you're going to notice some major changes. When you do, please tell me about it. I want to hear about it. Either shoot me an email, call me back here on the show. It's great talking with you. 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272. And now we're going to go to Angela. Hi, Angela.
Hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
My question is, I stay very busy. I have a full-time job. I have a cleaning service that I do on Sundays, and I'm currently in massage therapy school.
Oh, congratulations. And that's great. You like it?
I love it, but I'm like, I'm at the part where the rubber hits the road with the neuromuscular therapy part. And I'm finding that I'm really very irritable. I feel like that my every nerve ending I have in my body is like PMSing. I just bite my tongue to calm down. I get stressed, and especially when it's time for a test or something. And I've really been trying to eat healthy, but I don't know. It's just I'm trying not to be so irritable going through what I'm going through, but I don't know how not to stress out so much on everything. I eat bananas for breakfast for the most part in the morning. For lunch, I cut up bell peppers of all colors, cucumbers, avocado. I eat one of those. But I also have an eating disorder that I've been battling with for quite a few years, and so I get paranoid eating at night, and I go to school at night.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
So well, I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you're eating a lot of protein, though. Are you not? Are you vegetarian?
I'm trying to be. I have a heart. Well, you know, we took nutrition in school, and they played some movies that really freaked me out about eating meat.
Don't let it freak you out.
Well, it showed how it was processed. And
I know. I've seen them.
They do, and I'm like, corn-fed cows and the stuff like that is just like really, so I can't find myself wanting to eat meat, so I don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's a couple things. First thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're getting plenty of proteins and you're not. So that right there in itself is going to make anybody irritable because you can't produce the right kind of neurotransmitters. I was just talking to a gentleman about dopamine, and dopamine, when it gets low in the body, you can't focus. It's hard to concentrate. You get irritable. You get snappy with people, and you're thinking, why am I so, like Medea says, why are you so angry?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those deals where you want to keep your brain chemistry balanced, neurotransmitters, so you can be balanced and you can be the kind of person that you know you are. And
can I ask you this?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I've been taking ginkgo biloba, too.
It's not going to do it.
Is it good for your brain?
It's okay. A lot of weak studies out on ginkgo right now, meaning that it's not really everything it's been cracked up to be for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to start, I would increase your meat intake. I really would. Now, you don't have to do so much red meat, but I would increase at least maybe one piece a week and only do the organic, grass-fed, hormone-free at least. Because the iron and the B12 that you have in there, the conjugated linoleic acid, there's so many nutrients that are in there that's so good for us. And that's why it's one of the best things you can eat. Now, fish and eggs, if you'll stick with that for your major protein sources, then you'll get great benefits. You'll stabilize your brain chemistry big time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So, but you're doing great with the fats, the avocados and the fish oils and the nuts and the almonds and all that kind of thing. That's great. Vegetables, great. Breakfast, bananas, throw that out the window. Two organic eggs in the morning for breakfast, get a bowl of fresh berries, and that needs to be your breakfast. You're going to have healthy fats, great proteins. You know, eggs have probably the best protein source on the planet. So just by doing that, getting the good low glycemic carbohydrates in those berries, that's going to make a huge difference in the way that you feel and the way that your body responds. So get started on that and then stay in touch with me. See if your body is still acting and your brain chemistry is acting the way that it is. Blueberries are really good for balancing dopamine. Chocolate, of course, I just talked about on the call before you. And also keeping those protein levels up and your healthy fats up. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tim. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, Dr. Asa?
I'm living well, Tim. What's up? How can I help?
Well, my wife is in her early 30s, and she and her family has a history of arthritis, and she's a piano player. And we're trying to figure out some things that we can do to help prevent there being a problem. At this point, she doesn't have any problem, but with her using her hands so much and piano playing and things like that, we'd like to do what we can to prevent it. So we've been trying to search out some things, and just curious of anything you may be aware of that could be a help to her.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, she has a family history of what kind of arthritis? Osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis?
You know what? I'm not really sure. Bringing up the rheumatoid arthritis or... Not sure. Her grandmother played the piano as well, and then in her later years couldn't move her hands, her wrists and her and knuckles, and her father the same way as far as his hands specifically. So I don't know
were the hands
what kind.
Were the hands disfigured?
Somewhat, yes. Not terribly, but somewhat. It's swollen anyway, or looks swollen.
That probably is, if it's just swollen and whatnot, that's probably just osteoarthritis. The rheumatoid arthritis creates a real strong disfiguration of the joints, bending of the fingers, large nodules within the different interphalangeal joints. So, I mean, that's something that is, you would know it if that's the case. But, I mean, again, it could be. It's a strong genetic component with that as well. So, a couple things. First, when you're looking at arthritis as a whole, first thing you want to do with joint health, it's an itis. So think about it. An itis means inflammation. So what do you want to do? You want to reduce inflammation in the digestive tract as much as possible. So the anti-inflammatory diet in my book, Empowering Your Health, that's the way to go. So if you want to create a good foundation, eating is going to be your best asset. That's the best silver bullet there is in battling an inflammatory condition. And you can pick up the books at empoweringyourhealth.com. But the real challenge with all of this is to make sure that, obviously, you're creating an environment that fosters good joint health. Well, with constant repetitive motion like piano playing, there has to be some protective measures. Eating is number one, and then number two is making sure that you're getting the right kind of supplements on a daily basis that you can't get in your food supply, like fish oil, which you'd have to eat a ton of fish to equal the same amount of a tablespoon of cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil. What that does, it cuts down on the inflammatory process within the body, helps support the joints as well. So, again, those are all keys. And I'll tell you a new one that's come out that's got really good research behind it is vitamin D. And with arthritis, we found through the research and the studies that with vitamin D, unbelievable, because people are so deficient in vitamin D, it's just crazy. I mean, women have vitamin D levels at 5 and 10 when 30 is at the bare bone, or 35 is at the bare bone bottom end of the range for vitamin D. And really, in actuality, to keep vitamin D levels at a good range is between about 70 and 90 on the blood test is really where you want to be. So all the way around, that's where you want to land. And that really is the key when it comes to that. So just a couple things to encourage you along the way that, again, with arthritis, it's frustrating. Now, with a family history, you just want to be careful. Obviously, getting blood tests done. Is she getting blood work done on a regular basis with her doctor?
Not that I'm aware of. I think probably every couple of years.
I would do it every 6 months. And that's not overdoing it at all. The blood changes. Here's why. Your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. That means every 3 to 4 months, your blood is completely died off. Like the whole group of blood cells all throughout your body have completely died off and regenerated in 3 to 4 months. So if blood changes that often and you don't check it for 2 years, think about all the changes that can occur in someone's body and you don't even know it. Deficiencies that could be forming and you don't even know it. So it's just important to get that done. So if she hasn't had that done, that is the first step, along with changing the way she's eating right now, for a good preventative lifestyle against arthritis. Exercise is a key too. Now, obviously, she's got the repetitive motion in her hands and her wrist, from playing piano. But keeping a good daily routine, at least 4 to 5 days a week, doing something she enjoys that's weight-bearing, outside walking or jogging or working out with weights or playing tennis or doing something that's active for her will be really important too. And it's just really good for overall joint health. And there's all the different supplements out that like MSM and glucosamine sulfate, and they're okay. But I really think that through the studies that I've read and researched, that nothing compares for good joint health like vitamin D, keeping those numbers up in a good range, and also staying away from a lot of the inflammatory foods. That really does play a key role so much within arthritis that it's one of those things that you really have to pay attention to. And coming up with a good game plan for her, even if it's radical, even if it's different, she will notice a big difference way down the line, especially as she continues to play the piano and sees better joint health rather than the deterioration that can happen. Again, it all comes down to the lifestyle choices that she makes every single day. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jack asks in Florida, he says, how long should I exercise for? Great question. Well, I talk a lot about times, and 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I say that just to give you kind of a general time zone, because after 45 minutes, at 46 minutes, there creates a spike in cortisol, which is a stress hormone that stores body fat, burns up muscle tissue, and also decreases your hormone levels, like your good hormones, such as testosterone and growth hormone. So that's kind of that critical mass point. So if you keep your workouts between about 30 and 40 minutes, that's the safe zone to make sure that you won't negatively impact your joint health. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle-related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Where are you now?